The Return of Imre. Part 1. Imre Disappears. Imre lived and worked in a little town in northern India. He was happy and well, and had a lot of friends. Then, one day he was not at his office or his home, and no one could find him. He suddenly disappeared. His friends could not understand where he went or why. They were worried and started looking in the rivers and lakes near the town and along the roads. They contacted the railways and the nearest seaport, but no one could find him. As the weeks passed, his friends slowly stopped talking about him. They decided to sell his guns, horses, and other things. His boss at work wrote a letter to Imre's mother in England and told her that her son disappeared. When the hot season was over, my friend, Strickland, a policeman, decided to rent Imre's house. Strickland was a rather strange man and did not say much, but I often visited him. There was always plenty of food in his house, but there were no regular times for meals. He ate walking around. He liked his guns and fishing rods, and he loved his big dog, Titchens. She was a huge animal who ate as much as two men. The natives respected her. She never left her master's side. This amazing dog saved Strickland's life one night when a local criminal wanted to kill him in his sleep. Titchens caught the man who was later hanged. From that day on, the dog wore a silver collar and slept with a fine blanket. A short time later, Strickland went to live in Imre's house, and he gave Titchens a big room for herself where she could eat and sleep. One day, I arrived in town late in the afternoon, and since there were no rooms at the hotel, I went to visit him. Titchens met me at the door of the house and put her paws on my shoulder to show that she was glad to see me. She did not move away until Strickland came home and greeted me. He was glad to give me a room for a few days. The house had 8 rooms, a veranda, a big garden, and everything was nice and clean. After a small, fast lunch, Strickland said,
"I'm going back to the police station for a few hours. I'll see you later."
It was a very hot summer evening, and the rainy season was starting. I had tea on the veranda, where it was a little cooler. Titchens came out on the veranda and sat next to me. She looked sad, so I gave her some biscuits. It was dark in the house, and it was raining hard. Suddenly, my servant came and said,
"Excuse me, sir, a gentleman is here and wants to see someone."
I went to the dark living room and asked the servant to bring some light. As I waited, I thought I saw a face looking at me through the window. But when the light came, I did not see anyone. Where was the gentleman who wanted to see someone? I went back to the veranda, but Titchens was out in the garden under the pouring rain. Strickland came home very wet, and the first thing he said was,
"Has anyone called?"
I told him about the visitor who disappeared, but he did not say a thing. At 9 o'clock, Strickland wanted to go to bed, and I was tired too. Titchens was outside in the rain, and Strickland called her several times, but she did not want to come into the house. Strickland smiled strangely and said,
"She does this every evening now. She doesn't want to sleep in the house. She started doing this after we came to live here, and I can't understand why. She's got a big, comfortable room."
He wasn't happy, but said,
"Well, let's leave her outside."
The storm and thunder and lightning went on all night, but Titchens stayed outside. She was near the window of my room, and I could hear her moving around during the night. I looked out of the window once and saw the big dog with the hair on her neck and back standing up. She was very frightened. I did not sleep well, and had strange dreams. It seemed that someone was calling my name. Then someone tried to open my door, walked around the house, and stood on the veranda, breathing loudly. Suddenly, there was a noise, and I ran into Strickland's room and asked, "Are you ill, or did you try to call me?" He was lying on his back, and I explained what happened to me. He started laughing and said,
"Oh, go back to bed."
I went back to bed and slept until the next morning. I lived in that house for 2 days. Strickland went to work at the police station every day and left me alone with Titchens. The dog was happy inside the house during the day, but when the sun set and it became dark, she went to the veranda, where we sat together. I understood Titchens very well, because I was happy in the house during the day too, but when it was dark, I felt very uncomfortable and did not like it. We were alone in the house, but there was another presence that I could not see. I saw that the long curtains between the rooms moved, and I could hear the noise of feet on the floor. I could hear chairs move and doors open and close. When I went to get a book in the living room, I felt that someone was watching me from the darkest corner of the room. Titchens stared into the dark rooms with every hair on her neck and her back standing up. She did not enter the rooms, but her eyes moved around. She could see someone or something that I could not see.